He's a global security expert, accomplished author, and entrepreneurial CEO, and now he's sharing his powerful insights, expertise, and realistic solutions to the issues that keep us up at night. He's the one man who is single-handedly making your world and the podcast world a safer place. This is the Security Brief with Paul Violas.
Welcome back to the Security Brief. I'm Paul Violas, and this is episode 137. That's correct. And before I get started, I want to thank everybody for taking the time for hitting me up on Instagram and Facebook. As always, you guys, comments are unbelievable. We're up to 52 countries right now being followed by the show, which is constantly amazes the, I just can't even tell you how much that amazes me. But I do have to say, and in continuing the spirit of the Security Brief, in using comments that people write in, we're basing shows on that. And today clearly is no exception to that. A number of you, meaning several hundred over the last week and a half, have been commenting a lot about privacy, right to privacy, what's private, what's not private, what you can trust, what you can't trust. There's so much information out there. I agree with you. There definitely is. And as you've heard me say before, you got to remember something. One, we don't have a constitutional right to privacy. We just simply don't. They're implied, but it's not a right. So the other part about it is what's incumbent upon us to make sure our privacy remains actually private. And we talked about this in a couple of shows, a couple episodes ago, with respect to the incident and the issues, you know, surrounding Facebook. And the issue with that is, and we all know that, we communicate at bearing that risk, understanding that when you signed that agreement, hey, look, Facebook can use the information. So if we're going to continue in social media, if we're going to continue to communicate over our phones, if we're going to continue, and not so much verbally but digitally, we have to understand that there's a certain amount of privacy that you are giving up. No question about it. But then the subject really comes down to, and I saw a number of people hitting me up, especially over the weekend, about are texts private? Actually, I have a couple clients say that. Are texts private? The answer to that, the short answer is no. And can that information be discovered? And the answer is yes. And is it stored? And the answer is yes. Now, which is why today we're really going to talk about the oxymoron of private chatting. And why? Because there's so much stuff out there. And as you would expect, people trying to promote different shows and trying to promote different products and services will claim that this is truly private. This is truly private. And I can tell you unequivocally the answer to that is no. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about this in the past, and you'll continue to hear me talk about it. You also know that technologically, I'm challenged. I still have a hard time figuring out the buttons on my iPhone. And I never professed to be someone that knows anything about technology. That's just not me. I'm an old Intel guy. But I am smart enough to know what works and what doesn't work. And by the grace of God, we've been successful in business, and that's only because I surround myself with great minds. Like those you've heard on the show before in the cyber world, that guide me as to what we need to do and what we don't need to do. And clearly, this is no exception. You've heard me talk about VapoStream before. You see it on the splash page. You hear me talk about it, you know, in sound bites in the show. And the reason for that is because I've developed a sense of trust over the last number of years in working with VapoStream. Primarily, and I'll tell you, primarily because people that I would bet my life and my career on have vouched for their legitimacy, have vouched for their uniqueness. And these are people that I trust implicitly. And from that, I've seen how it operates. And again, I can't tell you the specifics because, hell, I failed algebra until I was like, I don't know, a junior in college. I think I had a sympathetic math teacher at that point. Finally gave up and passed me. But what I can tell you unequivocally is that it works, and that if you really do want to have a communication, this is really the only place to go. Now, there's a lot deeper part of this conversation, and we're going to get into that right now. I am privileged to have the CEO of VapoStream with us today. She is a brilliant, beyond comparison, accomplished professional in this field. She's a wonderful human being, someone I'm very proud of. An honor to call a friend. I'm talking about Dr. Galina Detsovsky. Galina, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the warm introduction.
No, absolutely.
I could always count on you for a wonderful introduction.
Well, it's certainly well-deserved. Galina, listen, I know that you are real busy, and I'm really glad that you're able to join us today. Bearing in mind, you know, we've hit over the million mark with people listening to the show, which is amazing. And we're spread out in a variety of different countries. But the one thing, and the reason I say that, Galina, and you have such an international flavor to your expertise as well, the one common denominator, if you will, that we share, no matter what country we're from, no matter, you know, where we're from, is the fact that we want to feel safe. We want to feel secure. My first question to you, and I got a whole bunch. My first question for you is, everybody keeps hearing the term encryption, encryption, encryption. What is encryption, and is it all it's cracked up to be?
Well, Paul, it's an excellent question. And I think encryption is a fundamental basic of security in general. Obviously, if we send data out in the open, unencrypted, then anybody listening in the middle, for example, can capture that data and read it uninhibited. So obviously, I don't want to send my banking transactions that way, and oftentimes I don't want to send my communications that way. And so encryption is sort of the basic first layer of defense, and it's a must-have. I think the trouble is that people take end-to-end encryption as the be-all and end-all of security. And that's where the dangers lie. So let me give you an example. Let's say you and I are communicating by an end-to-end encrypted text application. And we know that if somebody is doing a man-in-the-middle listening attack, and they capture our messages, or they capture the pipe over which they travel, they won't be able to read them. And by the way, there are caveats to everything, but let's say that that's generally true. However, if I decide that the message you've sent me is quite interesting and I want to share it with my Facebook network or with my LinkedIn network, or copy and paste it and forward it to somebody else, or just forward it to somebody else that I decide to do so, there's nothing you can do to control that. So essentially, by sending me that content, whether in an encrypted fashion or not, you've given me the right to continue to share that content any way I like.
Now, Galina, you mentioned man-in-the-middle attack. So before we go into this, can you define for our listeners, what is a man-in-the-middle attack?
Sure. So I set up some kind of a listening device, and I won't go into the boring details of how it's done, but I set up a way of capturing traffic between points A and B. It could be, well, let me actually give you an example. It could be that I go to my friendly neighborhood Starbucks store, and I think I'm connecting to the extra fast Starbucks network, but what it really happens to be is my very evil network where I want to capture communications, but going around to see if anything interesting comes up, like a credit card number, right? So now that traffic, you connect to it because it says super fast, and I'm giving you nice, fast service.
Right.
But in the meantime, I'm capturing everything that you're saying, and then I could, at my leisure, go through it and say, is there something here that I want? And that's sort of like the very basic. Obviously, you could make very sophisticated man-in-the-middle networks. But for all intents and purposes, that's what it means. I am intercepting the communications and capturing them between you and me. So you and I are talking, and somebody else is intercepting that and copying that, although you and I are not aware that we're continuing to talk. That's the man-in-the-middle.
And that's done if something is not encrypted.
Well, if something is not encrypted, then the man-in-the-middle has a field day, because now they could just open it up and take a look.
But if it is encrypted, they can still get encryption. If it is encrypted, the man in the middle attack could still be effective.
It could be effective. However, if it's encrypted, they won't be able to read that in the open. And look, a good encryption is very hard to break.
Right.
And
exactly.
Maybe it will require more like a nation state to break it, or somebody has to be very determined, but it certainly, or maybe it's extremely difficult depending on the level of encryption. I mean, like all
Understood.
Banking transactions go right. through standard encryption and so forth. But it certainly at least prevents the easy access. And by the way, most chat on the mobile, like carrier chat, is completely unencrypted.
And Galina, that's where I'm going with this, right? Because we talk about people that are texting from point A to point B, people that are group texting, this is not encrypted data, is that correct?
No.
Okay, so
although there are features, that there are services that are, like, let's say WhatsApp or iChat. But again, my point of encryption is it's only the first layer.
Right, and that's what I want to get into. So this really begs the question, though, Galena, what is real privacy?
Exactly. So, you know, I think there are a lot of different points to privacy. To finish up on the messaging side, confidentiality, I think, even more than privacy, but confidentiality, generally implies content control. So if I send you something that's really private and confidential, I might not choose to let you share it with your network or anybody. It's just for your eyes only. And I want a guarantee from my application that it's for your eyes only. Because maybe I'm sending you my health information. Maybe I'm sending you my banking information. Right. Maybe I'm sending you super sensitive security information. I don't want you to inadvertently forward it to somebody else or leak it to the press. Or who knows what else people do with content, even though I did send it to you and you are the intended recipient, which is really protection beyond encryption.
Right. Okay.
Now, to your point of privacy.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's a whole other ballgame. I mean, there's this part of text and chat and privacy on text and chat that we just sort of talked about, which is really important. And I want to control my content. But I think in general, people underestimate, like you started your show with saying, people underestimate what is really private. Because when we choose to put our lives out on Facebook or we choose to use various services like Amazon Echo, et cetera, the fact is that our data is being recorded. Information about us is being recorded. People do use it for various reasons, like our buying patterns, to give us advertising and so forth and so on. So there are many ways to compromise your privacy. So there is, of course, there are solutions like ours that allow you to have secure communications, which is extraordinarily important. But the bigger issue of privacy is a very exciting field in its own right.
So let's drill down on this for a second. Most people listening right now, in fact, I'd go so far as to say all, send messages via text. And this is really where I want to get everyone to understand the importance of this content, of this dialogue right now. So much information is disseminated via text message. People communicate all day long. You know, I was standing on the subway platform last week, and I don't know why, but I just looked around. It was packed. And everyone, it's like a bad movie. Everyone's face is buried in their phone. Not one person is doing anything other than they're on their phone. And if you look around, no matter where you are, no matter where you are, no matter what country you are, no matter what state you're in right now, look around, you'll see the same thing. People are texting constantly.
Absolutely.
Now, the point about this is, Galena, as people are sending that text message, they're sending information that can be compromised, can be copied.
Absolutely.
And these are things you taught me. Could be screenshotted, right?
Yep.
And could be shared with other people unbeknownst to them, could be copied. That's number one, right? Now, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I remember you've taught me that. But the other part that I learned and that I'd like you to talk about is, you know, not all things are created equal. And there are some really good companies out there that offer private chatting, and they, you know, they all have, you know, very good things about them. But no one offers anything that doesn't live anywhere, that can't be screenshotted, that can't be shared, that can't be copied, and that a disgruntled ex-employee or a disgruntled employee can't break into a database and take back or use your personal messages against you. No one offers anything like that other than VaporStream. Am I correct by saying that?
To the best of my knowledge, with all those features, you are correct.
Okay.
People have pieces and parts of this, right? But
right.
The whole package, having the whole package conveniently at their fingertips, even to the point of separating the header and body of the message. So if somebody's looking over your shoulder, the very old-fashioned, the number one old-fashioned trick, I'm standing behind you, I want to see who you're talking to, right?
Right.
I look over your shoulder at your screen and I say, oh, look at that, Paul is talking to Galina. Oh, I'm going to Google Galina and find out who she is. Oh, and he's saying he's going on vacation and they're going to meet up and have a business meeting. Oh, so she's probably going to be gone. Let me Google her address, right? The very sort of basic stupid breaches, just not having the names on the same screen as the texts, preventing that is sort of the first point of privacy. From that to not being able to forward it, and to your point, not having the messages stored, certainly if you don't want them stored as an organization, certainly not having them stored by us as a company, mm-hmm. And saying, okay, if the organization for compliance reasons, like a hospital for HIPAA compliance, needs to have the HIPAA-specific health information in their patient record system, well, so be it, but that's where it belongs. It doesn't belong everywhere else. So security and privacy is assured by the controls of the right system, that the information doesn't just proliferate across the ether. And as you know, that's the number one problem with security. It's okay to secure one repository that you know you have to have tight controls over. It's really hard to secure information that just goes everywhere and gets completely out of your control.
And, you know, the thing that I find that it is very important for everybody to understand this, and let me just throw this out there, okay? So is there anyone listening that doesn't know that I support VapaStream 100%? And I can back that up 1,000,000%. But the thing that frightens me is that there are companies, none of which I'll mention because I don't think it's professional, but there are companies that postulate themselves as being true private messaging. And the thing that concerns me about that and goes so far as to say that the thing that I find the ominous part about that is that you're going to create a false sense of security. You're going to communicate in a manner or say things or share pictures that you feel is completely safe and completely secure and can't be stored and can't come back to you, can't be shared, and it can be. And that's the thing, quite frankly, that concerns me about the piece of information that's disseminated by a variety of different companies in the private chatting space. That's the thing that concerns me because when, as someone who's spent the last 38 years in service, a false sense of security is one of the worst things you could possibly have. And Galina, one of the things that I have found, and I don't know how you do it, and it's way over my head, and I don't think you really want to talk about that because it's proprietary information, but the part about VapaStream that separates it, that provides peace of mind in private chatting, if you had to put that together, how would you describe what that is?
Well, honestly, let me highlight a few points that really create the whole package. It's the header body separation that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's the content control, the fact that when I send you a piece of content, you can't screenshot it, to your point, or if you did try to screenshot it with certain devices, you'd be kicked out of the chat, so you can't capture the information.
So real quickly, yep. If someone on the VapaStream, if someone sends somebody else a picture, the other party can't copy it or save it.
Right.
Okay, so go on,
right.
Go on.
You can't forward my information. You can't save my information that I've sent you. It's between us. It's confidential. You could set expiration policies, you as the sender, and say, hey, this message could live on the other person's device for one minute, for 1 day, for 1 week. It depends on what you needed to live for. And you could shred it on demand from every device, whether it's your organization's device, somebody else's device. It doesn't matter. You control the content. And it's gone. Once it's shredded, it's gone. We don't serve it. We don't store it. We don't index it. We don't see it at VaporStream. Now, granted, like I said to you, Paul, we have organizations that are compliance-driven that do capture certain messages, but that's a different story.
But that's under a different agreement, though.
Private, et cetera.
But Galena, the brilliant manner that you created your business model, that's under a different agreement, though, right?
100%. So they're a different agreement. It's for specific organizations only. They clearly tell their users they do that for compliance. And here's the other brilliant thing. We still don't see those messages. It's going into their very secure repository. Mm-hmm. So again, they're controlling the privacy and confidentiality of their communication within the regulated industry that they happen to be under a different agreement, under different circumstances. So that's the whole beauty of it. It's a complete package of confidentiality, privacy, and security with compliance for those organizations that might require it for that purpose.
Now, the other part about this, too, just to kind of make sure everybody understands this before we close out a discussion, is one of the most amazing parts that I have found about VaporStream, and which is why I can tell you when I pick up certain clients, and I'm going to give you some examples, and God knows Galena and her incredible staff will have a zillion more examples. I'm going to give you a couple, though. One of the most amazing things about this is the moment that it leaves my device, the moment I hit send, it's gone. You can take my phone right now and you could have the best cybersecurity mind on the planet, image my phone and do a forensic analysis on my phone, and they will not find that message. It just simply doesn't exist. When it lands, and God only knows how they did this, but when it lands at the other person's phone, once they've acknowledged that, it's gone from that phone too. It doesn't show up anywhere. And this is the thing that in working with stalking victims, in working with domestic violence victims, in dealing with proprietary information, corporate espionage cases, especially now where I have clients, and Galena, I've told you this, I have a plethora of clients that, you know, get hacked, businesses that get hacked, and they don't know. They don't know where it came from. You know, was it an internal thing? Was it an external thing? They're not really sure. So their information, their means of communicating has been compromised. I switch them to VaporStream until everything is squared away, because that way they know whatever they're talking about is with complete and total discretion. And I have to tell you, the feedback I get on that, Galena, is overwhelming.
See, Paul, you're right on the money. I can't tell you how many people create incident response plans and use the very same means that have been compromised for communicating between the response teams. And gosh, you know, the first thing as a bad guy I would do is listen to the communication channels and see if somebody's onto me, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's why when we talk about uses, certainly from my extent, from my point, where we are right now is when I'm dealing with response cases, which is what I do oftentimes, and everyone listening, you can draw this into a multitude of other circumstances. Matrimonial cases. Almost every matrimonial case I use, somebody thinks somebody else is hacked into their computer and they're afraid to communicate. I put them on VaporStream. So to close this out, when we talk about the oxymoron of private chats, I mean, in most cases, I can tell you that the term private chatting is an oxymoron. I put it right up there with like jumbo shrimp, because it's not private. And in the terms of what is real privacy, I think Galena really explained that well. And there are a variety of different things that exist today, ladies and gentlemen, we can't control. And we have to understand that. You know, there's information you're going to put on social media, Facebook, whatever. You can't control that's going to be used unless you simply don't say it. You don't post. You're going to, so that can't be controlled. But you can control certain things. You can create an environment where that if you want to communicate with another person, that can be held in the strictest of confidence and have true privacy. That's the VapoStream piece that we're talking about. Galena, somebody wants to learn if it's an individual, if it's a family, if it's a group of people, if it's a corporation, if it's a publicly traded company, anybody that wants to learn more about VapoStream, how can they get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with your staff? What's the best way for them to communicate?
Well, certainly VapoStream.com is our website. It's really easy. You could go there. You could fill out the form. You could email me directly, which is really simple, Galena@VapoStream.com. I'd be happy to answer questions or pass it along to the right people, whether it's in sales and marketing, to provide more information. So any and all of those methods are wonderful.
Perfect. So, and it's as simple also as just going to VapoStream.com and learn more about the company as well. Or, and Galena is nice of saying that's G-A-L-I-N as in Nancy A at VapoStream, common spelling at VapoStream.com. So there's no excuse. Anybody who really wants to be able to have that kind of communication, it's available. It's at your fingertips. You've heard me say it before. Now you've heard from VapoStream CEO herself. So you know this is as simple as picking up the phone. It's as simple as shooting an email if you really want to have that kind of peace of mind. Galena, I can't thank you enough. It was a pleasure to work with you. And I know you're busy. So thank you for joining us today. And look forward to seeing you very soon, my friend.
Thank you so much, Paul. It was really my pleasure.
Stay with us. When we come back, we'll give this a sum up. Be right back. Stay with me.
This is the Security Brief with Paul Violas.
Welcome back to the Security Brief. That was a great conversation, I think, with Galena. And, you know, one of the things that I just want to close with is just based on what we do for a living at Violas Group, and a lot of the work that we do has to do with compromise of information. I can't emphasize enough that this stuff is so easily accessible. I mean, just download it off your phone. But you got to be really careful with what you put in writing. You know, I've said this a million times, I'll say it again. You got to be really careful about what you put in writing. And, you know, God rest his soul, my mother used to say, your best friend today is not your best friend tomorrow. Well, you got to be careful of that. If you really want to have the ability to communicate safely and securely, I can tell you the only one I'll attest to is VapoStream. So take a look, VapoStream.com, go on your phone, download the app, but make sure that if you're going to do it, this is the safest way to do it. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to catch up with you next Thursday. Be safe, be well, God bless.